Hello and welcome to Your Thought for Today. And now, here's Bro Steph.
So glad that you're here with me today, March 22nd, 2024. Today's Friday. And we're going to look at Romans chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 21. Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And here's my thought for today. They knew, that is, perceived truth about God through creation. Nature reveals God as great and good. Its gentle rain, rich soils provide humans with all varieties of delicious food. God is good. Just look up into the heavens and gaze at the stars on a really dark, black night, and you can't count the stars that are in the heavens. Even with all of this evidence in creation, people refuse to recognize their Creator, worship Him, or glorify Him as God. I have a comment about this. Today we're seeing this in extremely exaggerated forms. I remember a year or so ago, a judge was being interviewed by Congress for a Supreme Court bench. And she was asked if she was a man or a woman, and also asked by a congressman to define what a woman is. She said she couldn't do that. That in today's society, there are many definitions for a woman. And there's over 99 gender assignments for people who are women but are some other kind of, I don't even know what to call it, some other type of woman or some other type of man. Or a woman-man or a man-woman. It's crazy today. It's so crazy, I can't hardly describe it to you. But this Supreme Court judge, and they approved her in Congress. She couldn't give a definition of what a woman was. She either couldn't or refused to. And I thought, how sad is this? How dark has the heart of man become? That we can't utter the words in our society today. That's a woman and that's a man. Now, that's an exaggerated example, but I can give you example after example of how dark the mind of man has become and how devoid of common sense man has become today. Israel, as an example, is being accused now of being the aggressor in the Hamas war, even though I don't even know if I should say this. But the hostages that were taken, many were infant babies. And what they, I can't say it. What they did to these babies is indescribable. You can't even, I can't even utter the words. The torture and the horror that they put these infant babies through. All because they were Jewish babies. That shows a very dark side of the world today. Satan, the enemy of our soul, is on a rampage to do away with mankind, to pollute, corrupt mankind, and to corrupt anything that God has made. God made them man and woman, Adam and Eve. No question about it. And today our children are so confused, they don't even know what to call themselves. And they're afraid to utter the words that I'm a girl because the pronouns and all this other crazy stuff may not be correct. And they don't want to get in trouble. So we've confused our children to such an extent that they're afraid to tell the truth. It's crazy today. And it's exactly what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24. He said that the way to know that the beginning of sorrows has started, there will be mass deception on a scale that has never been seen before. And we're living in it right now. We're living in the days of the beginning of sorrows, and it goes downhill from here. Now, how can I encourage you today? There is good news. Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, our Savior, came to this earth to show us what a sinless life looks like and what God looks like in human form. The Lord Jesus was compassionate. He healed countless people, either by word or by touching them. He wasn't afraid to be face to face with a leper. He wasn't afraid to touch that leper's hand and command a healing for that person. He wasn't afraid to challenge the powers that were in existence during his day, the authorities that were so wrong, the money changers in the temple. They turned God's temple into a profit system. And they hurt the poor in the process. Jesus turned over all those tables, threw the money everywhere, whipped them, and drove them out of his house. Jesus is the answer to the insanity. If you're listening to this and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I implore you today to read the 10th chapter of Romans and then to profess with your mouth and heart that you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And then ask him to forgive you of your sin and your trespasses, the things you've done to hurt yourself, to hurt others, and ask him for his help so that you can begin living a life that is full of his grace, his power, and you can begin putting your sinful nature behind you. Jesus died to set you free from sin, from death, and from the wrath of God. And he died and went to heaven through his resurrection so that you would be with him in heaven forever. Never to be without the Lord Jesus and never to be separated from God his Father for all eternity. Ask him into your life today. And for those of you that know the Lord and have a relationship with him, a personal relationship, go and tell someone the good news today. Jesus died to set us free. I'll see you again tomorrow. Nope, I take it back. I'll see you on Monday. And in the meantime, keep looking up. Jesus is returning. See you soon. Bye for now.